It's 88.5 FM, and we've got a live session today. I'm really excited about this one. Amanda Shires has joined us. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing well, and I just want to say this. You've been here for a little while now getting set up, and it's been a joy to have you around. You are tons of fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
You and your outfit. And I'll talk about the other guys in the band here in just a couple of minutes. Let's get business out of the way first. Tonight at the El Rey.
Yep.
I believe Maria Taylor is opening up for you.
Yes.
And then August 27th for everybody in Orange County at San Juan Capistrano, the Coach House. Again, Maria opening up for you. Go out and see Amanda.
Please do. You will only have good times with other people that are like you, and you might tap a toe or do some sweet dances that you may have never thought you'd do.
New album's called To the Sunset. So, I was looking at some of your write-ups. Spin Magazine says you sing like Emmylou Harris. Austin Chronicle compares you to Dolly Parton. Houston Chronicle compares your songwriting to Tom Waits. While the Wall Street Journal says you've got some George Jones in you. My question to you is, are you schizophrenic? No, those are that's a pretty weighty comparisons to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be based on what those people listen to. You know, it'd really be based on the person describing the music, really, I guess. Because, I mean, maybe the person that said I had George Jones in me had never heard Tom Waits. I don't know.
Let me try to go through your entire life history. You, as a musician, anyway, you were playing, touring around with the Texas Playboys, and then your first album is in 2005?
That's not really a record, though. The Texas Playboys, we all played violins and fiddles, and to supplement our income, we would make instrumental records. So it's a public domain traditional fiddle tune record.
All right.
And then I found out that you can't sing a song without paying royalties, so I wrote a song or two for that record, but I was not an artist yet. I didn't even think about that yet.
Okay, but as time goes on, about every other year, another album, mm-hmm. until 2016, My Piece of Land comes out. And that's the one, I think, where people started standing up and taking notice of what you were doing. The Americana establishment and popular music. And then something else happened last year. You become a Grammy winner as part of the 400 unit with Mr. Amanda Shires.
He was super awesome.
Your husband, Jason Isbell. Yeah. It feels like a different game for you from here on out. Do you feel it? Do you feel a difference?
You mean musically or just personally?
Just in as you walk through the day-to-day of the industry, do you feel like some doors are swinging open that might not have before?
Yeah, I think I am feeling that. And, you know, timing's kind of everything because I feel like on this record, I have heard a lot of it sound so different. And it sounds different from My Piece of Land, for sure, but I think there are elements in my earlier records that might, you know, prove that the evolution happens, you know? And anyway.
Want to let some music talk?
Why not?
All right. This is off the new album, To the Sunset. I believe you're going to play Eve's Daughter for us.
Compartment of my clean and white Ford Bronco. A gust of wind came blasting in the gas station where I was working. He was 23, he was on leave, and the rest gets a little blurry. Maybe the circumstance, but I saw my chance and I took it. Through a sunset, shifted gears to the something better, shining diamond clear, shining diamond clear. We didn't have much in common, but I had fallen. I was thirsty and he looked like water. When I started to show, he proposed. For a while we were in tall coffee. He started coming home high, and then came the facts, and I did what I had to do. I hit the sunset, shifted gears to the something better, shining diamond clear, looking for happy ever after, forever and ever and ever and ever again. We started over in Kansas City. Stayed too long at your Aunt Debbie's. A lot of work and late, a little Section 8, and the burden got a little less heavy. Sometimes it was treading water. Guess it is sometimes for all Eve's daughters. Looking for happy ever after, forever and ever and ever and ever.
Amanda Shires is joining us in the studio here at 88.5 FM. A show tonight at the El Rey, again, August 27th at the Coach House. You know what your situation kind of reminds me of? I'm going to drop a name. That's What Your Feet. But it's a good name. June Carter and Johnny Cash.
Love it.
I get a chance to interview Johnny in 1995.
Stop.
And then 2000, I guess it was, I'm out here in L.A. and happen to be at the Troubadour when June Carter has her first solo album of her career, which
wow.
is hard to believe,
wow.
right? And I got to MC that record release party at the Troubadour, and it was really cool to see Tom Petty and Rick Rubin and all these people in the crowd, and they're out there to see June in the spotlight, not Johnny. Mm-hmm. Is Jason finding his footing, sometimes being in your shadow now for a change?
His dream's always been to be a stay-at-home dad.
Let's get some one step closer to that.
No, well, he just wants, he wants for me to be happy, and he wants people to, not look at him. Check out me. I don't know. I just feel lucky. Whatever. He's a cool dude.
Well, I think you both make each other's music better. I think that's for sure. To the Sunset is the new album. Are people surprised when they hear synthesizers and distortion and reverb in your songs? Because at first I was surprised, but what I was surprised at is how well that different textures stick to your voice as much as dulcimers and mandolins and fiddles.
I really don't know, because I haven't asked anybody if they were surprised, but I would love to know if they were, if you would like to, tweet at me.
It just feels like sometimes, like you're doing the Neil Young where you zig when people think you're going to zag. Oh, another fine acoustic record coming up?
Right,
it's going to be crazy.
But see, what happened was I was in such isolation writing this record. I was in our clothes closet because Jason and I have a toddler, and she's amazing, but anytime you pick up an instrument, she wants to play too, which is wonderful, but it's not conducive to getting work done. So we decided to move all my things into our closet amongst the shoes and the shirts and all that. And so I just set up, and it's like that big, mm-hmm. It's not one of y'all's California closets. It's like Americana closet.
Right.
And so I just took my instruments and started taping stuff up. And I think being in there 10 to 12 hours a day in the complete quiet, I just heard sound, I could hear the sounds that I wanted to hear. Now it sounds like I'm saying I'm hearing noises. That's not what I mean. It just was so easy to focus or something. I don't know.
Your voice always sounds better in the closet. In a closet, in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
yeah.
automatic reverb.
Exactly. It's perfect.
Like I said, To the Sunset is the album. I'm going to beg you to play us another song here. She's going to have to take the dirty stuff out of it.
You don't have to beg.
This is called Break Out the Champagne. This is Amanda Shires.
Kelly said that we're wedding tonight, that we'd be ashes in apocalyptic light. And I said, break out the champagne if we won't be seeing tomorrow. Let's get on with the show, on with the show. Second, an executive decision. We're gonna break out the champagne. Everybody look out below. Let's get on with the show. Here goes the toe. Leaving. He said, that they'd be better as friends. It's no one's fault. The heart wants what it wants. And then she thought, I'm rock and roll. And you're golf. Break out the champagne.
Break out the champagne. It's Amanda Shires from her new album, To the Sunset. She's appearing at the El Rey tonight. You've worked with a lot of greats by now.
Happy birthday, Billy Joe Shaver.
Nice.
It's today.
Oh, happy birthday. You were just on tour with John Prine as well this past summer. He's just the absolute best.
He's an amazing human.
You did Dim Lights, Thick Smoke with him a while back. Did you pick up any trade secrets from him?
I did. Always pack your own condiments. And don't stray from the rhyme. Be yourself on stage. Be yourself off stage. Be yourself when you write songs. John Prine.
I love that. It got, and since he was, you know, 20, 22, writing songs that just sound like he's lived 2,000 years.
Man, yeah, it's amazing. He's incredible.
I want to hear another song. This is the one that we've been playing for a long time here, for several months on 88.5 FM. And it's, I heard you guys rehearsing for this. Who'd you bring in from the band?
I brought Zach Setchfield playing the guitar and sporting a super cool, long, curly, fluffy hair that you can see at the show. And I brought Seth Clemens from Texas, now living in Nashville near me. He's married to my best friend, Kelly, who I try to make come with me everywhere I go.
Nice. Thanks for all of you for being here. I was noticing as you guys, you just did a quick rehearsal to soundcheck, and I had went on, I'd gone online, and I saw you doing other performances recently, different places, and it was a different arrangement completely. Like some places you'd be there with a piano and an upright bass. And I was really impressed with A, how you came in and crafted it, you know, an arrangement for us, but B, a good song just sounds good no matter what the arrangement, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I think some of it's selfish. We just like to, you know, mix it up and, you know, have fun when we're playing. So sometimes we just mess with the arrangement or the instrumentation, you know, keep it fresh.
All right, I think you're going to enjoy this, an acoustic version of Amanda Shires. This is Leave It Alone. Stormlight through windows paints everything.
shades of neglected fish tank, green, and I envy your clothes, how they get to be so close. I can't leave it alone. Strange as a snowfall on the plains, your eyes glitter like an eagle's caged, glittering the knowing. I can't leave it alone. Oh, let the night start unfolding. Get to the pond where the space between us closes, where we lean into the gold blue sky of morning. With the words we can't find, like bees inside us swarming. The noise of your nerves are all question marks, and I can't leave it alone. 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 I can't leave.
Leave It Alone from Amanda Shires on 88.5. So good to have you here. You mentioned a couple minutes ago, a little while ago, you have a three-year-old girl. I have a three-year-old girl.
You do?
I do.
I should have brought her. She'll be up at the... I'm playing with Jason at the creek, so maybe your daughter and my daughter can hang out.
Nice.
Yeah,
we can have a little play date.
Yeah, exactly. Mercy would love it.
And Vivian would really dig it. She just discovered a ponytail.
Oh, watch out.
She's pretty excited about it.
Mercy calls it a hair pony. I need a hair pony.
I love it. Hair pony. She is my greatest blessing and an absolute vexation to my sanity with her. She's just a hooligan.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit quickly about the struggle of being a mom to a toddler and also being this traveling professional musician. It has to be a challenge.
Well, you know... It's the part where when we're all together, Jason and myself and Mercy, when we're all together traveling, it's wonderful. And it's, you know, not a huge problem to deal with because, you know, we've been playing rock and roll for so long. We're used to, you know, grown-ups, but they're really toddlers, you know. You know, we're used to random nausea and screaming about why are there no burgers and whatever. But the hardest part though is being away from them, like having to travel and leave her and like guilt that comes with that.
Sure.
But it's all for the end goal, you know, gotta
That's
make
right.
it better for her.
Gotta send her to college.
But more importantly, it's like we gotta show our daughters that we can't be raising brave, strong daughters unless we're being brave and strong ourselves, you know. We gotta make it work.
I love it.
Get this stuff going right.
we'll take that up and post. Mm-hmm. I sure hope that you start getting all the attention that you deserve. You're already getting a lot. I think you may be the best songwriter in your family. Good luck with the rest of this tour and whatever you try to do. She's at the El Rey tonight with Maria Taylor on August 27th at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. Amanda Shires, thanks for coming by 88.5 FM. It's been a joy to have you.
Thanks for putting up with me.
Take care.